So today we're going to be talking about the four most common reasons that readers cancel their subscription, and I'm going to be talking about the things that you can do to try and actually combat these reasons. I'm not going to tell you that you can stop a reader from canceling their subscription. That's dystopian. Readers can cancel a subscription anytime, and as readers ourselves, you can imagine that we would want to be able to cancel subscriptions. But first, for those who are new here, welcome to Subscriptions for Authors podcast. This is the podcast where we help authors make money from subscriptions. And if you don't know what subscriptions are, they're basically payments that readers make monthly or on some sort of recurring basis to an author in exchange for access to maybe new stories, backlist content, signed books. Could be anything. In short, it's your subscription and your world as an author. It's why we like to say storytellers rule the world. Now, we have some awesome free books about subscriptions. It's called Subscriptions for Authors that you can download. We also have an accelerator that is open right now. Cohort 3 is closing on Friday, March 15th, at the end of the day. We'd love to have you in there. And it's going to be probably one of our last live cohorts like this. We're going to be transitioning how it all works out. And there's a bundle called the Serial Subscription Author Bundle. And this is like the only time we're going to be offering it. And there's limited spots in that. So if you want to check out that experience and kind of get in on the subscription masterclass, you can get in there. But for today, I want to share with you all the four top reasons readers cancel their subscriptions. And the first one is something that is not a surprise to us. And it's actually the most common one. And it's money. Readers not having enough money to pay the next month could be a financial difficulty. Could be a failed payment due to insufficient funds on a credit card or an expiring card. And now, most of the time, platforms like Vreem, we actually do auto failed payment recovery. And we can actually make up most of these payments soon after we actually see an issue. But sometimes we can't because, A, the card's expired, the reader didn't enter in the new card, or A, card has insufficient funds. Unfortunately, like that reader doesn't have money right now, or the reader's canceled because of monetary reasons. Now, what can we do to combat this? The truth is, authors, like a lot of the reasons readers cancel are slightly out of your control. And this is the biggest reason readers cancel, and this is certainly mostly out of your control. The first thing you can do is just understand it and be easy on yourself so that if you see a cancellation happen, that this is probably the reason. But there's actually something that Ream's working on that'll like probably reinvent how this all works, which is instead of actually reader canceling, they can choose to pause their subscription for a number of months. So that if they are at a period where don't have the money right now, it's okay. Well, if you have it later, we'll just pause it and then it'll start again. And we think that'll actually dramatically decrease cancellations. But for authors in the Ream platform already, they basically see anywhere between 90% to 100% net revenue retention after 9 months, which means if a reader joins month one and pays you $5 a month, most of the time they're going to be paying anywhere from $4.50 to $5 on average 9 months later. Now, that doesn't make sense because it's like people do unsubscribe and it's yes, this is the aggregate. So this is more saying if you have 10 readers coming on a specific month, you might have some readers drop off, but net there'll be some readers who upgrade. We make it super easy for readers to upgrade. That's because charges are prorated on Ream, meaning that they keep their billing cycle always, and when they jump up to a new tier, they're billed the difference between the two tiers, which just makes it easy for readers to upgrade. It's like a beautiful system. And that's why we see so many upgrades and why we see high net revenue retention. But with this, we even want to try and do it on the canceling end and build a cancellation flow that hopefully like really decreases churn. So we're excited about that. But there's other three other reasons that are really common that readers cancel. And these you actually can somewhat control. This next one is the second most common readers cancel. And if I'm being honest, this one you can influence, but you can't control. These next two, you have a high degree of control over. So let's talk about this first one, which is time. What do I mean by time? It's they didn't spend the time actually getting use of their membership. This could be because they didn't have the time, quote unquote, they were too busy, or it just could be because they forgot. But in short, if someone doesn't use their membership, they don't get use out of it sometime in the first 30 to 90 days, there's a high probability that we'll see them drop off. Now, if someone actually does make it at least 90 days into their membership and then drops off after that, they'll probably stick around and then come back to it later. They'll be what we call an inactive subscriber for a period of time. They're paying you, but they're not actively actually using their membership. And that's common over periods of time because if someone's going to be subscribed to you for 3 or 4 years and end, which is common, there's going to be a few months where they might drop off a little bit in terms of activity, but still be paying you. But if they drop off in activity in the first few months, that's a bad sign because people are much more likely to cancel in the first few months. We see cancellations peak in the first few months and then dramatically drop, where there's very little churn after 3 months. How do you keep your readers sticking for 3 months, what we'll call the retention point? It's simple. You want readers to get use out of your subscription. So how do you do that? So the first thing is actually sending, either in a pinned community post or in your welcome email, sending them directly to the benefits that they get access to. So that is the moment they subscribe, they can start diving in. Reducing this friction is really important because the time period that readers are most likely to use their membership is the moment they subscribe. So if you give them something right there to make use of, that's huge. Next piece is sometime in the first 30 days, actually reaching out to your members, seeing if they like your subscription, seeing what changes they'd add, and just saying thank you. And that's actually a soft reminder for someone to be like, hey, I have this subscription. Let me go in and actually use it. And then because they do that, they'll be way more likely to keep it. Now, there are other things that Ream's going to do that we're really excited for to hopefully actually increase retention during this period that I won't share now, but just know that we're always bringing, storming new product updates based on the data we see, and I'm excited for what's to come here. But I want to mention the third reason readers cancel their subscription next, which is either a series change or a benefit change. In short, this is, I came in for this, maybe this specific story. This specific story isn't being written anymore, so I think I'm going to leave. This is the third most common reason. And this one's tough because sometimes you do have to make changes. And it's, oh God, like, I can't continue this series forever. And it's actually something that can cause people a lot of anxiety, and rightfully so, because we've seen subscription authors' membership drop drastically after some series are finished and they start a new series that isn't as popular with their fans. So what do you do to combat this? There's really one key thing, which is you want to continue delivering a benefit with your fans that they really enjoy, so that hopefully there isn't actually much downtime and that they're actually still enjoying something. This doesn't mean you have to write a million chapters a month or no. You can keep the same release cadence. But what it means is if you're writing one story they really enjoy, you hope they also equally enjoy that next story so that they stick around. How do we ensure that? Because that's hard. You can't guarantee it, okay? I wish I could tell you how to guarantee it. But I can tell you how to increase your odds of getting it right, which are, one, communicate early and often with your readers. Meaning, don't just hit them with, oof, surprise, last book, this series is ending. We're pivoting away from this and on to a new one. That's going to piss a lot of people off. That's going to damage their trust. But if they know it's ending and you communicate with them, this ending's coming and we can all be sad about it, but this story is going to come to an end. Let's get excited. It's going to be a great ending. Then it's what's next. And that's where you can start actually asking your fans, what do you want to see next? Maybe you have polls. You utilize polls. Here are different ideas of different things that could be in the next series. But what do you want to see? Ideally, you get your fans telling you what they want to see and you're able to figure out what do you want to write, what do they want to see, and figure out like the perfect story to write next. And this sort of R&D that you're going through before coming out with a new product line, a new series, a new benefit, whatever it may be, is super important because it helps you de-risk the process of actually launching the new benefit and actually probably make it something they already enjoy so that there isn't much drop-off. That's how you reduce that cancellation. The last reason we see readers cancel, the fourth most common way, and I'm actually proud that this is the fourth most common reason we see readers cancel, but it still happens. And this one is, I want to say, almost fully in your control. Funnily enough, these go in order of least control to most control, and in order of most common to least common, which is just how these things work. This is part of business. But this last one we can control. It's really important, which is if an author underdelivers, readers cancel. If they were promised something and they didn't receive it, readers will get angry. And I'll be honest here. Although this is the fourth most common reason we see readers cancel, if you do underpromise and overdeliver, if you do overpromise and underdeliver, you will see like the most cancellations, right? Like if you don't give them what they came there for, you will probably see large drop off. And this isn't to scare you, because readers do have like grace periods, and they're not literally waiting every single day, counting all the chapters posted a month. But if like you go dark on them for 30 days, that's not great. So there's two things you can do here. The first thing is do your best to underpromise and overdeliver. Don't promise too much. Do try and promise something that's sustainable. You'd way rather had 20% less readers join, but your readers stick around more because you didn't promise the world up front, but gave them the world once they were inside. And the next thing is that if you are seeing a major change, maybe you have a health scare or a health situation, maybe you have a change at work, maybe you're just feeling overwhelmed, you can pause your subscription so that if you're under-promising and over-delivering during a period of time, that's great. But then if it comes and you're not able to meet those promises anymore, pause your subscription and maybe you'll be able to meet those promises again in the future so that during this period of time, your readers aren't being built. So if it's angry, hey, don't unsubscribe. You're not being built during this period. All is well. Life happens, but you're also not paying for this. And readers tend to respond really positively to that. This is a bit about why readers cancel their subscription. And hopefully it's some helpful advice on how you can decrease your cancellations and ultimately increase your subscription revenue, because people don't realize how important this is. The difference between a 10% monthly churn rate and a 5% monthly churn rate, or a 5% and a 2% monthly churn rate, is literally extrapolated over a year or 2 years, going to mean the difference between you having 100 members and 200 members, or 200 members and 400 members. That's how big these jumps are, because if you're keeping more fans month over month, that means you have to grow less to keep your existing audience. And if you can keep more of your growth and have that lead to actually future growth of your subscription, you're going to grow your revenue a lot faster. So it's super, super important. Now, if you want to learn more about how to grow your subscription, if you want to be part of the ultimate accelerator, get hands-on experience, me, Amelia, and the SFA team to help you take your subscription to the next level, we'd love to have you inside cohort 3 of the 6-figure subscription author accelerator. You can find the link in the description to join. And in addition to that, you also will find a ton of amazing stuff in the Serial Subscription Author Bundle. It's the ultimate bundle to help you succeed in subscriptions and serials. You'll be able to find that below. And otherwise, I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day. And thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy this solo episode. We'll be back more soon. But in the meantime, don't forget, storytellers rule the world.